You are now online with Andrea, with your host, Andrea Garrison.
Good afternoon. Welcome. You are now online with Andrea, and I am your host, Andrea Garrison. I'd like to encourage all of our listeners to practice the universal law of giving by doing whatever you can to reach out and help others. Today, we are featuring Identity, the latest CD release by the award-winning film composer and gifted pianist, Helen Jane Long. Welcome back, Helen. It's nice to speak with you again. We're like old friends. We keep doing this.
We do. Hello. Thank you for having me back.
Well, you know what it is. It's because you keep pumping out the music with your hectic schedule, you know, being a mom and all that, you know, you have time to You've got to stay with the music because we love your music. It's just...
Oh, thank you.
If I have to describe your music, I always say it's stunning.
Oh, that is a lovely word to hear.
Yeah.
I just love writing it. So it's, yeah, and it's great to get such feedback too.
Now, you've had an amazing career and since your early beginnings, and starting out shadowing your older brother, I can't believe that you were shadowing anybody during his piano lessons. And then, of course, I guess the last time we spoke, you had released Intervention.
So that's right, yeah.
Right, which was stunning. I mean, you're just stunning, stunning, stunning.
Oh, stop it.
So, anyway, so tell us, what have you been doing since the last time we spoke, since Intervention? Just give us a quick summary of what you've been up to since then.
Oh, crumbs. So I've toured the States again with Intervention. I have been doing some films with a cinematographer called Louis Schwarzberg, who does a lot of very beautiful time-lapse video and photography. So I've done a couple of films with him, and then some exciting live concerts coming out next year we're possibly doing with the projects that he's done with my music. I've been working with a brilliant director in San Francisco called Dana Nuckman, who's done some just amazing films, just very different and unique films. I've been doing the music for those. I've had another baby. I've done my Identity album, created that very loving project. I'm now in the midst of writing a new album. I've got live shows. I've got my US tour. I've got concerts in London. I'm releasing a music video. It's like a film to one of the tracks from Intervention. Just a few things, really.
You know, it makes me wonder... do you have time to breathe?
So I breathe on a Tuesday and a Friday. I save it all up and then just have a few moments.
Now, that's funny. Now your bio says that your new release, Identity, marks a move towards a bigger sound. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I love strings. I can't get enough of them. So what I wanted to do is still stay very much in the style that I love writing, but just make it bigger. So the actual amount of musicians that I used was bigger. The way I recorded and arranged the music was different. I sort of layered the strings more just to give a slightly different sound to what my fans are used to hearing, but still retaining my identity, I suppose, retaining me and what people like about my music.
Yeah, what's amazing to me is that, I mean, it's just, your music is just beautiful. And I'm like, well, how do you keep the beauty and the simplicity of it? And You know, it's your sound is just so clear and stunning. How do you create a big sound, but at the same how you do manage to keep your music warm and intimate? And, you know, you have a feeling, at least I do when I'm listening, and I'm hoping that I'm speaking for many others, that you're right there playing for me. You know, it just, that's how your recordings are to me.
Yeah, well, that's exactly how I write it. So when I compose, it's just me and my piano, and my way of expressing words is through music. So if I'm writing stuff, you know, it builds up inside. So I'm expressing that out with the music. So when I write, it's very much an internal feeling that comes out in the music. And I've always I love tunes, and I've always tried to keep it simple. I mean, I do end up having pieces which have too many themes going on at once, and I strip it down again and pull them out so it just doesn't get too busy, so that the more you hear it, hopefully, the more you hear within that piece, rather than the piece being so complicated that there's too much going on and you can't enjoy it. And I just think to be brave enough to write less and to have more simple lines. My musicians always say that the music is in many ways very simple to look at, but actually it's very difficult to play because it's so simple, and you have to focus and concentrate more on the simple pieces to perform.
I believe that. I believe that because a friend of mine used to always say to me, you know, it's not easy being simple.
It's not, because you want to fill gaps. You want to fill, it's very easy to fill spaces all the time and add another instrument, add another layer. But I always ask myself, what's the point in that? Is it adding another dimension? Is it taking something away? And a lot of the times I'll do lines of the strings and then I'll just mute them, I'll silence them and just re-listen again without them. And many times I just take it back out and leave the air there, leave the gaps, let people experience the spaces, not necessarily fill it the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I like too about your music, is you do have the space, and there's nothing wrong with space, because it's almost like it gives you the opportunity to feel the last note, to take it in. It's like you take a breath. Ah, I like that. And then you go on. You know what I mean? That's how I feel.
Yeah. Oh, that's great to hear. I think we have such busy lives and such busy heads and so many things going on that I feel my job is to give music which helps the soul. It just gives you that moment back to yourself to unwind or relax or whatever you might need to do, is just to step away from life a bit and just let things be.
Yeah. I mean, it's amazing. It's quite a juggling act, isn't it? To be simple, to do all that you do. It's amazing. Because it, like you were saying, it takes a lot to put it all together. Do you find that it is somewhat contemplative for you to create music that is contemplative? Because identity seems very contemplative to me, has a very introspective feel about it.
Yeah, I mean, all my music, my feelings I've always expressed through music rather than through words. So if I get, you know, whatever I'm feeling inside, my best way of getting out is by writing, and that's my therapy, always has been, and certainly with this album, that's what the album's about. You know, identity is about our identity. It's what makes us us, what makes some people very open people, what makes some people very insular people. Some of us are, you know, very quick to jump into a room and say hi to everybody, and other people just kind of withdraw within themselves. And it's experiencing and sort of looking into that aspect of our lives and people watching a lot of the time and seeing other, you know, personalities and the way people react to situations. And that was, you know, the album is about that. It's about that identity that makes us individual, yet we all have so certain traits about ourselves, which are similar to others as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. So we're going to play a couple of tracks. We'll start out with Survivor and Flowers, which are the first two tracks. Tell us about these two tracks.
So Survivor, the first track on the new album, it's about a journey. So we start off at a point in our lives, and along the way we have experiences, good ones, bad ones, challenging ones, fun ones, and it makes us evolve, it makes us change, it kind of does things to us, it can, you know, toughen us up or soften us, and then at the end of the journey we're slightly different, and that's reflected in the music. It starts a certain way with the way the piano plays, and by the end of it the piano is just slightly different, and it's taken on the experience along the way. So the chords that I used slightly different at the end to mimic how you are as a survivor.
Yeah. And then the next track will be Flowers.
Flowers, yeah. Flowers is, it's about how people open up. It's about how people flourish, how we start just like a flower, and how we open up to people and we close back down again. And it's that personality, it's that feeling that we can be as free as you like, and then we just close down again. And it's just experimenting really with how you know those emotions work and how that translates into music.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, here it is, Survivor and Flowers.
Thank you.
beautiful. I was getting so happy. I was ready Aww. Right in the middle of the song. I was like, oh, you can't say now. Beautiful now.
Inspire some gardening.
Yeah, I mean, it's just beautiful. So we're all flowers, right?
Yes.
In this huge garden. And the next two tracks are Ascension and Isolation.
Yeah, quite different from the first two. Ascension, to me, I mean, I try not to, so with my titles as well, I like people to feel what they feel within the piece rather than being told exactly what it's about and what went on when I wrote it, because I think it's nice for other people to get out of a piece what they feel. But Ascension is it's that feeling of being just above everything, like above the clouds. It's a happy place. It's just a very lifting, it's a fun piece to play. It's just a very bright piece, and it's just about being carefree, but just that gentle feeling where you just have days where just everything is just so, it's just moving along, but in a very gentle way. So that's Ascension. And Isolation is how you can be on your own and feel alone, I suppose, but you're in a happy way. It's not a sad piece. It's just about being on your own and that quiet, contemplative time, but still being part of the world. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense. You know, and I was thinking, it's interesting, your titles are so special. And how do you come up with these titles? Is it based on how you feel at a particular time, or?
Yeah, it is. I do care for my titles. I do take care in naming things, and I have to feel it. So they'll be bouncing around my head. I'll be thinking about them. They might have kind of evolved and had another, other titles whilst I was composing them. But the title has to feel right, and that's how I know, is when it just feels the right name for the right piece. And it can take a while before that happens. But I do like titles, and I do think about them a lot and care about that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I can tell. Yeah.
Because once you've titled a piece, that's it, labeled, as we all are. Once we've been labeled a certain way, you can't change that. And therefore, I try not to put too much descriptive. You can read into it in many different ways.
Yeah.
That's what
so,
I like about
yeah.
Titles.
So in other words, it stays open. So that the listener can kind of, I guess, feel whatever it is they're feeling at that particular time as well.
Yeah, I don't like to tell people how they should. Music is a very personal thing, and we all experience it in different ways, and we use it for different parts of our lives. The amount of feedback I get and emails and letters from people expressing what a certain piece I've written has done for their lives, or, if they've gone through a tough time or a sad time, happy times, and that is just amazing to hear. To first think about writing or contacting somebody, to then be bothered to get in touch, and then open out your heart and explain something about your life, which is a very personal thing. That to me is, I'm in a very privileged position that people feel they want to do that and tell me about it. So it just makes me wanting to write even more strong, because you can affect people's lives by writing music. It blows me away.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And so we have Ascension and Isolation.
Thank you.
Wow. Yes, like what can you say? You know, it's beautiful. And what is it like for you?
Well, to hear it.
Yes.
It's amazing because it just brings back how I felt when I wrote it. So when I listen to it, and each album, every piece is different, and I forget sometimes until I hear it played what it evokes in me. So I'm surprised because I forget about that particular moment and the thought. So it kind of brings it all back to me, and all the things I was feeling at that point inside just come back. So it's a roller coaster, really, every time I hear my stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's emotional. I do feel very emotional.
So does it come from you, or does it come through you, or both?
That's a good question. I've never been asked that one before. That's a very good question. Probably. I mean, when I have tunes in my head, I get them at night. You know, there's a cycle. So I'll have one that just keeps popping up at different times of the day and the evening, to the point where I just have to get up because it's just bothering me and I have to write stuff down. But maybe a lot of it is through me as a channel, because I can't get rid of it. It's just like that nagging voice in your ear that keeps telling you to do something. And music does that. It kind of swallows me up and takes over me. So I think it definitely is both. It's me, and it's something else that's pushing me through to keep writing this stuff.
Yeah. Certainly, I would imagine there's, before you even start, you get inspired by something. You know, whether it's maybe a flower that you've seen or a beautiful scene.
Definitely. And it can be, you know, triggers. I can be, you know, listening. It could be sounds outside, you know, in the car, or just certain rhythms that then create something. Or I can be in a house and in the room, you know, different room, the TV is on or a radio is on and I can't hear what's on, but it's just a muffled sound, and all the sort of harmonics, the different sounds that creates, can then trigger something, and I go, oh wow, stop, and then I'll have to write something down because that's kind of inspired me. So I have books, I have small black books that I take everywhere, hardback books that are in my bags, so it's everywhere. They annoy my family because they just keep finding them. It's like pens in our house. There's just too many of them. But when I need one, I need to find one just so I can write my notes down for those moments, which are a lot.
Yeah. And so the next two tracks are Storm Away and When Angels Rise.
So, again, it's back to, for Storm Away, it's back to personalities and people, and kind of people that are very explosive. They're very different to flower people who are much more calm and sort of relaxed. And it's about that explosive nature. It's about the sort of hot and cold that they, you know, things... As a storm, you know, once the storm clears and the storm is away, the calm sets back in, and then you have the kind of exhilarated feeling. And it's about that. It's the mixture of much more heightened emotions.
Yeah. And it's interesting, you know, that we're playing the two together, Storm Away and then When Angels Rise.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That's kind of symbolic, isn't it?
It is. Very, very different, but very similar, actually. They're both pretty energetic tracks. When Angels Rise is another one, which it's a slightly... darker, is probably not the word, sadder, darker, reflective piece. It's about something out there beyond us. It's just something more than we can see, and it's that thing, that guardian or just something out there that we all have or want to hold on to, that just keeps us the right side of things. It just keeps us the right side of doing the right thing in the world. And different times in our lives, it's so varied, I'm sure, with everybody, that you just experience that something happens and you make a decision, whether it's an instant decision or a thought, a calculated decision to make you turn a certain way in life. And it's about that. It's that thing. It's when angels rise. And you don't know when that point is, but it happens and you experience it and you feel it. And that's what that one's about.
Yeah, beautiful. Well, Storm Away and When Angels Rise. I love the titles.
Thank you.
Now that's stunning. It's amazing. It's just amazing. And I was just thinking, you know, when I listen, I feel like I'm going on a journey. It's like I have to bring myself back.
No.
So that we can chat about all this. And that's interesting. When Angels Rise, what a wonderful title. Really, it was, it's almost like you have a track called Ascension, but you do kind of ascend, you know, when you're listening, or at least when I'm listening to your music. So how long did it take you to create this particular CD, Identity?
Probably intensely, it took about a year. It was in between, so I'd written the album, and then I had my baby boy last year. So after he was born in May, I then recorded it later that year. So it's really, once it's all been created, it's the time from actually doing that to sitting down with the musicians and scoring it, and then, you know, the recording with them, because I'll write an album and then I'll rehearse it. So we'll get my musicians and string players together, and then I'll play all the parts through with them, because, you know, I write and I score it, but they're very good at adding their own, you know, strength, their emotions onto just how they play. Every person plays differently, their personality shines through in their instrument. So I always sort of set them free on the notes, because just the way they play, the way they phrase it, the way they use their bows, all these kind of things add to it, and it's a sort of layer of sort of fairy dust and that sparkle on the top, which I've always been told that let people do what they're good at, and my strength, I think, is writing. Their strength is the performance side of it, so they create another layer to the music, and then once I'm happy with that, I'll then score in all the phrasings, all the marks onto the music that they've put in, and then we go into the recording studio, and then we record it down properly.
Yeah.
It's quite a process.
Yeah, it is. Now, do you find that your children inspire you to create more?
They do, and what they also make me do is have to create it within a very compacted time in between school pickups and drop-offs and football and all the other things and cuddles and dinners. You know, there's so much going on with everybody's life, not just mine, but it does make you appreciate time, and it makes you make the most of your time. That's one thing. I was never certain how having children would work with, you know, being a composer or a writer, because you're self-employed and you have to be disciplined as how you write. But since I've had my children, it's just been the best thing ever, because it's almost focused my mind down that I have to get things done within a time frame. So I think having children has just been the best thing ever for so many reasons. But
do you have to? Do you have to? I mean, other than obviously if you're working on a film or a commercial or something like that. But in terms of your own music that you're releasing, do you have to, do you put that pressure on yourself that I have to do a release this year by this date? Do you put that kind of pressure on yourself?
I do. I'm terrible pressurizing myself. I'm awful. I beat myself up regularly all the time. I just, because if I don't put a deadline, and I used to be terrible with it, I would do stuff. I would, you know, I have a lot of pieces, and I have hundreds of pieces which are not quite finished yet. So I need the deadlines to just bring it to a head. So what I generally do is announce when I'm going to finish the album to people. Then I have to. that's the way I work. So I've already, you know, I have a recording date for at least one of the albums I'm doing in April next year. I've already announced that, so, and it's booked. So I have to stick to it, or else I would have a lot of music, but nothing finished. So I have to, I have to do that. But then I do put the pressure on myself to continually do things. But I'm not good at being bored. I think that's probably why I do it. It's a decision that I put upon myself, and I think that's what makes me good, I suppose, at being self-employed because you have to make your own deadlines or else nothing will get done. I think some people thrive on that and others need somebody else or other things to push them along. I have myself that has this nagging in my head the whole time to, and I love writing, so now I'm very inspired to do more, you know, to get the next album finished because I miss the writing aspect once it's all in production, and I love the performing, but I do miss that sitting down and just playing and creating the new things.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. When I listen to your music, I feel like she's so relaxed.
That's funny.
Oh, you're laughing at that, huh?
I am. When I play, you're right. I am really relaxed. The bits in between, getting it from that starting point. The composing bit is the relaxing bit. It's the rest of it that's it's the tough bit.
Yeah.
But maybe that's why I like listening to it once it's finished, because it reminds me of the relaxed bit rather than the other process.
I know. What it took to get to this point, right?
Yeah.
All the work and the pressure it took to get to simplicity.
Yeah, there exactly. A few tears along the way and some, you know, 2 o'clock in the mornings of getting up and, yeah, pacing around. But it's, you know, I remind myself it's a very nice position to be in. You know, I've worked very hard. I've, you know, as they say, you know, spend years working for your overnight success. But it's true, you know, years and years and years of just having to keep going until you have a point where, you know, you have an audience, you have people wanting to hear your stuff. And that's, I don't have much time for people that don't work hard. I'm just not interested because I've come from a background where you have to work to get things done, and that to me is what you do in life. And a lot of people work incredibly hard and don't even get much. You know, I have people telling me they like my stuff. There's other people that work extremely hard and never get that recognition, ever.
Right. Yeah, and that's the thing about you that's so beautiful is you're always grateful.
Yeah, I do feel grateful. I do feel very lucky to. But I do. I just, and I will never forget that bit. I am so, I don't know, I can't even find the words. It does my life every day. I remind myself that this is just a wonderful thing. Even, you know, the traveling, there's a lot of traveling with a tour, but what a great position to be in that I have to go to these places. You know, I haven't been to Chicago before or, you know, certain places and New Orleans, and I'm going there to perform my music. What a great thing to do.
Yes, indeed. Yes. So now the next track is Identity. And swiftly, Identity, the title track of this wonderful CD. Followed by Swiftly. I love that. So tell us about that, the two tracks.
So Identity is very simple. It's a piece of a puzzle. It's about, and the way the music is, it's that we all have an identity, and it's not something that comes out or that you discover from one conversation or one thing. It's discovered, I suppose, in statements like punctuation. It's phrases that give us away as what we're feeling, and it's about that. It's about the identity, but how it comes out. It's like jigsaw pieces. It's in different parts. You know, over a long period of time, you discover things about people and how it comes out. And it's not, you don't go, hello, I'm Helen, and I do this, and when I'm angry, I'm like this, or this upsets me. We don't do that kind of thing. It comes out in reaction to a situation, and that's what Identity is about. And swiftly moving on, is it's about the steady flow of life, Swiftly. And some people go through life very peacefully, they're very easy, and it just looks like nothing phases them at all. They just have that sort of outwardly very relaxed, composed, sort of ambient way about themselves. And Swiftly to me is that expression of that very calm person. It's like having a friend that's just always there just to smooth everything over and just keep everything ticking along, and just that just very gentle, swiftly peaceful person.
That's funny. A swiftly peaceful person.
Yes, swiftly yet peaceful. And yes, just quietly moving along there.
Yeah, that's kind of an oxymoron, right?
It is. But we all know somebody like that.
That's true. Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. We all know someone like that. Well, here it is, the title track, Identity, and Swiftly.
Thank you.
Lovely. Just lovely or stunning. You'll take both of those, right?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's lovely and sometimes it's stunning.
It is. I'm happy just to keep hearing that over and over again. I might not be able to walk through a doorway without getting my head stuck, but I love it.
No, you have so much gratitude in your heart. And I think that's what makes your music so beautiful. You know, the is that it does come from the heart, the humility, you know, the gratitude for the gift that you have, the appreciation mm-hmm. that you have for those who want to listen to your music.
Well, I think that should be the next album title. I think gratitude, because you're right. That's how I do feel. I just feel, I don't make a point of thinking about it, but I just think about it a lot. And, you know, you just see people, you see situations, you see all these things and just feel, you know, to be born in the right place or with the right family, all these things that you can't choose. There's certain things in life that you can control or you can help steer to make better and make decisions, but there's a lot of things that you can't, and you're born with them, and it's how you work with the things you have, I suppose, that I feel grateful for.
Yeah.
The older I get, the more grateful I do become.
Yeah. As they say, you know, enjoy the moment, right?
It's true.
Yeah, being present is and enjoying what's here right now.
Yeah. Well, it's very easy to keep thinking, well, when if I do this, if I have this, and when I'm doing this or when we have that, it's pointless. If you can't exist now and look around you at your family, your friends, your situation, just looking outside at, you know, the sky, just simple, very simple things, and appreciating them, I think you're missing the point of living. I really do.
Yeah. So we're looking forward to, so you're going to have a release at some point called Gratitude.
I should. Yeah. Yeah.
And you announced it here.
I did. Exactly. Yeah. And you know what I say about announcing things.
Right. We just won't put pressure on a date. We'll let you get past April.
Yeah, thanks.
April of 2017 first, right?
Exactly. Yeah, well, I'm getting married in February, so I've got to get that done as well, my list of to-dos next year.
Oh, 2017 is a big year for you.
It is.
Yeah.
I thought I was pushing it, trying to get one out before the wedding day. I thought if I spend all of January recording, it might not all work out.
Yeah. Now, the next two tracks are Light Up and Out of My Soul.
Two very different tracks. Light Up is, this one probably is, as the title describes, and it's about that gentle glow that people have that can just, you know, it lights up a room, but in a not an obvious way. It's a very, you know, I suppose positive people, the people that are just there and they don't have to say much or do much, but they just have that sort of slow burn about them, that wherever they are, they just have that glow, that element of, you know, uplift and positivity about them that just, you know, brings unity to a room. They're the calming influence. If you have a group of people and personalities, just keep things going, but they're just there. But you can, they're not that audible. They're not kind of, it's not that loud presence. It's just that gentle of being there.
Right.
And in complete contrast to that is Out of My Soul, which I absolutely love playing this piece. It's a very driven track. It's one of those euphoric moments. It's a deep down release of emotion. It's a very kind of fast piece to play, but it's just that kind of pent up energy that just explodes. And that's how, and it literally is that out of my soul. It just kind of comes out, and that's how I feel.
Ah, okay. All right.
Light all about
up,
me.
Light Up and Out of My Soul. Thank you. Yeah, it seems like a fun piece to play for someone who doesn't play, but
it is. Just my hands are workout.
Yeah, you exercise those fingers.
Yep.
Yeah, sounds like fun. So you're going to be touring in the U.S. in November of 2016. We must note the year for those who might listen to this in 2017. So you're going to be in New Orleans, Lancaster, Pennsylvania, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Chicago, and San Francisco. Wow.
I know. Spent a lot of time in the air.
Yeah. That's great. Yeah, yeah, I'm sure you'll enjoy being in Chicago. And this is your first time performing in Chicago?
It is. It is. It's my first time. I am really excited. Really excited. I've been told to bring a coat. It might be a bit cold, but yeah, I'm really excited. I'm bringing my family as well with me. I tour with my family, so I'm bringing my children, my mom and dad. Everybody's coming.
Oh, really? Oh, that's yeah. Wonderful. That's mm-hmm. fabulous. So they're going to get to really see the East Coast, you know, a little the Midwest, the West Coast, and a bit of the South too.
Yeah, yeah, that's quite an experience. I've done, seem to do a lot of traveling, but then if I didn't do this, they'd never experience these different places to go to. So I think this is a great, great thing for them.
Yeah, it's wonderful. Well, and before we talk about the closing track, do you have anything to share that we haven't covered? Anything to share about upcoming projects? We know that you do have another release coming out in April, and people should always visit your site because you never know, you may add another city or something on that tour,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, well, exactly. There's a lot of my website is www.helenjanelong.com, and we, any new concerts, up and coming releases get put on the website. I've got a video, a film. It's like a film of it's from When Angels Rise is the track from this album, and there's a new film, a sort of music video that will come out later this month, which is exciting. And I have a concert I did in London in 2015 at St. James's Church in Piccadilly in London. That's going to be released this month on the 25th of November. And that's the live concert exactly as I performed it. And that's nice. The acoustics are beautiful. And it's just, you can really experience being there and feeling that you were at the church and you were listening. So that's good. And I've got some exciting film projects next. I can't talk about at the moment, but it will soon be announced. But there's a lot going on with that as well. So, it's going to be a busy year. It's going to be an exciting one. And I have some other shows in different parts of the world next year that are coming up potentially as well. So that's all just being organized at the moment. So I'll be back doing concerts in America and some other places. But once it's all finalized really for dates and where I am, then I'll make sure you know.
You're a busy bee.
Yeah, I am. I love it that way. I absolutely love it.
So tell us about Talk of an End, which is beautiful, the closing track on your wonderful CD.
This one took probably this is the hardest title to think about, because Talk of an End makes it feel like it's about a particular situation, talking of an end, and it's not. The way this piece of old was really having the instruments talk to each other is that sort of feeling of conversation and through thinking about it and talking about to other people, what it meant and what it felt like when you heard it. Is it like a conversation? It was that talk of something might be coming to an end, and that's just how people deal with that. And it's just the dialogue within and with instruments and how the strings and the piano, how they interact with each other. And so it's a conversation really with the instruments rather than people. And it's listening out for that, I suppose, of how the lines interweave and how they end.
Yeah. Yeah, it's beautiful. Well, my dear friend, I can call you that because we keep having these long conversations. We have a lot of space in between. If you were whipping out a CD every month, then I guess we'd talk more often.
Exactly. Then I'd have to have a deadline, wouldn't I? I'm not sure that would work.
Wow. I can't even imagine you putting out something every month. That would be a bit much.
Yeah. But you know, just give me the challenge. You know that, don't you?
Well, I'm happy with the release every year because it's just always beautiful. Whenever I'm excited, whenever you have a release, because I truly, truly love your music.
Oh, thank you. And thank you for always having me on the show. I love talking to you, and it's just so nice to have the time to sit and listen to the music and talk about my music. That's a very lovely thing to be able to do, and sit here and just hear it and just talk about it, because it's just a lot of the time it's busy doing, so it's nice just to sit down for a moment and give me that excuse to put my feet up.
Yeah, so you just sat down with your friend Andrea.
Exactly. Got my warm woolly socks on. And yes, great.
And actually, I think I'm going to try to make one of your concerts, and I'll just have to keep you posted. But
that'd be brilliant. That'd be really, really good to see you. Well, let me know which one.
Yes. But it's a real pleasure. Thank you so much for being here, and safe travels.
And
I'm so looking forward to your next release.
Oh, not long.
Okay. I'm gonna hold you to that.
I know. I'm gonna get off the phone now and go, why did I say that?
I know, getting yourself in trouble. The pressure is on. Yeah. Well, anyway, you have a really good night, and looking forward to your concerts here in the U.S. and safe travels to you and your family.
We will do.
Okay. Take care and good night.
Thank you, and speak soon. Good night.
All right. Take care. I would like to thank our guest, Helen Jane Long, for being here to share her latest CD, Identity. For more information, please visit www.HelenJaneLong.com. I would like to encourage all of our listeners to practice the universal law of giving by doing whatever you can to reach out to help others. To each and every one of you out there, thank you so much for joining me, Andrea Garrison, and connecting here online with Andrea. Listen to me live or listen to the archive. Just continue connecting heart to heart. But in the meantime, do whatever you can to reach out to help others, and never underestimate the power of a friendly smile. Take care and enjoy the last track from the Identity release by Helen Jane Long. And the track is called Talk of an End. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Thank you for connecting to Online with Andrea with your host, Andrea Garrison.